Sheffield Farms. Hello.
Who?
I don't know. The man just says, guess who? Yes, it's the game, Guess Who. And your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you Sheffield vitamin D, homogenized milk, and other fine dairy products. Now let's have a warm welcome for your Sheffield quizmaster. He's the genial gent who pays you to guess who. Happy Felton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once more to Guess Who. Well, the World Series really surprising everyone, isn't it? I still think the Red Sox can win. That is, if they play their cards right. And you know something? Speaking of baseball, this country should take a tip from the World Series. We ought to cut out strikes and hit the ball. Well, what an afternoon I had. My wife and I did some fall shopping. She wouldn't let me go up to Boston to see the game. Took me shopping with her. Let me tell you, when we go shopping, everything is 50-50. $50 dress for her, a 50-cent tie for me. She picked out a new hat. I wondered if it was made out of hay or straw. I looked at the price tag. Believe me, it ain't hay. Clothes sure are expensive this year, though. I looked at the price tag on one suit, and it said $125. That's the first time I ever heard of a suit taking a man to the cleaners. I did manage to get a new pair of suspenders for myself, though. I don't know what they're making suspenders out of lately, but they're awful strong. Your pants stay up, but your shoulders fall down. Well, you know what we ought to do? We ought to play Guess Who. That's where our seven contestants chosen from the theater audience hear recordings of various voices and try to guess who they are. A winning guess pays off 10 silver Sheffield dollars. A miss only 2. Either way, signaled by the sound of the Sheffield dollars clanking into our big milk bottle. Also on the show is an alarm clock. That's set to ring sometime when some lucky contestant is at the mic. And when that happens, the lucky person will receive, with the compliments of Sheffield Farms, a beautiful 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. And to round things off tonight, all of our contestants get a chance to kick over the big milk pail at the end of the show. The bucket being filled with $25 so far tonight, and here's our friend Joe Ripley with contestant number one.
Right, you are, Hap. Meet Mrs. Phyllis Adam of Kenilworth, New Jersey.
Well, how do you do? How are you? I have never heard such high-pitched feminine squealing. You'd think that you were Sinatra or something up here, Mrs. Adam. What is all that yelling out there about? Can you explain it to me?
Mm-hmm.
What is
my
it?
My troop of Girl Scouts.
Your troop of Girl Scouts?
Mm-hmm.
From Kenilworth, New Jersey?
That's right.
Kenilworth, New Jersey. Do they raise any dogs there?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Adams, it's Mrs.?
That's right.
You're interested in Girl Scout work, huh?
That's
you have a family of your own, Mrs. Adams?
I do.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, I have a husband and 2 lovely children. Boys.
Boys. Mm. So you're interested in the Girl Scouts?
And girls.
I see. All right, Mrs. Adams. How long have you been married?
11 years.
Been happy?
Very.
Afraid to have an argument with your husband?
Sometimes.
Afraid to have an argument with your butcher?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're not, huh? You're pretty brave. You're pretty brave. A lot of shortages these days bothering you?
Mm-mm.
Not much? No household troubles at all?
Yes and no.
Well, I suppose you're having trouble getting meat, aren't you?
Oh, who isn't?
I passed the butcher shop today, and his window was just loaded with meat.
Hmm?
What do you think of that? Loaded with meat. Of course, it was just a horse of another color, but... How did you happen to get interested in Boy Scout work?
Boy Scout?
Girl Scout work.
Well, I have 2 boys, 1 girl.
And you want girls? And these girls all came over with you to see Guess Who tonight?
Guess Who and Happy Felton.
Oh, aren't you nice. Thank you, Mrs. Adam. When was the last time you bought a new hat? Recently?
No.
How long has it been since
like
you bought
hats.
A new hat? You don't like hats? Well, you've got a Girl Scout hat. You have to wear that with your uniform. But you can't tell me when the last time was you bought a hat?
Maybe 2 years ago, I should say.
Really?
Hmm.
My wife came home with a very expensive hat the other day. I wish she was like you, didn't buy one. A very expensive hat. It was a pound of butter with a rose stuck in it. Now, tell me, I hate to embarrass you like this in front of your girls out there. What's your husband's pet name for you?
Kid.
Kid? What do you call him?
Hun.
Hun and Kid. Well, with 2 names like that, you shouldn't argue much. Do you ever argue?
No.
I I'm married, too. You can speak freely about that. My wife and I never argue. When we have a difference, we just sit down and talk it over like two sensible people. And we stand up and slug it out like two married people. Do you listen to the radio very much, Mrs. Adams?
Oh, yes, I do.
What are some of your favorite programs? Speak freely.
Well, Bay and I have two boys. It starts at 7:30.
Starts at 7:30? What with?
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
And you have to sit and listen.
You have to sit and listen. Do you ever save box tops like when they ask you to?
Yeah.
Have you ever sent them in?
Oh, he did.
What did he get for them?
Airplanes, I think.
Airplanes?
Mm-hmm.
I have an aunt who saved 3,456,000 box tops from soap in 20 years.
Where'd she get the soap?
Well, she now owns the soap company. And on Monday, Mr. Lever comes around to rinse out her undies. Everything is switched on. Mrs. Adams, I want to tell you that we've enjoyed having you here, and there's nothing finer, nothing more commendable than the work that you're in. To be an inspiration to young people today is a joy in itself. We want to thank you for coming to see us on Guess Who, and now you get a chance to show how smart you are. We've had enough of this chatter. Let's spin a platter. It's the voice of a radio personality who is on morning, noon, and night. For 10 silver Sheffield dollars, listen and guess who. Here we go.
And you know, the women are pretty smart. They know where they get the most for their money. And they know which products do the best job for them in their home. They've discovered Kirkland Borax soap, and they use it regularly.
Now, he has a program. That one is a different one, the one I'm going to talk about. Every night at 7 o'clock, he comes on with the Chesterfield Supper Club. And he plays records all day. He's got a program called the Make-Believe Ballroom. What did you say?
Martin?
No. He's a chip off the old block. I'm sure you know.
Oh, Martin Block.
Martin Block. How did you guess that? Look, the girls are delighted. You've won yourself 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Pay her off, and now you yell cheers. Thank you, Mrs. Adams. Stand around for our jackpot. We'll try out on that a little later. The milk payola comes up any moment. How are you, Sergeant?
Good evening.
Sergeant what?
Sergeant Paul.
What's the first name?
Daniel.
And where's your home?
Nacogdoches, Texas.
Nacogdoches, Texas. Welcome to Guess Who. Sam, how you feeling? When I picked you out down there, I was talking to your very charming wife, and she was wearing some flowers. And I asked her if it was a special occasion or anything. She said, no, he brings them to me often. Do you really? You do? Well, I think that's nice. Right now, we have to... Oh, the other microphone's gone dead? Oh, well, Sam, now you move over here. Now the audience can't see you, but you're standing beside me. In case they didn't get this business before the other microphone went, this is Sergeant Sam Crawley of where?
Nacogdoches, Texas.
And his wife is here wearing pretty flowers. Tell me why you bought them for her tonight.
I buy our flowers most every day.
You do? Well, I think that's wonderful. How long have you been married, Sam?
3 years.
3 years and you buy our flowers almost every day? That deserves a hand in itself. Wonderful. Now, tell me, Sam, how long have you been in the Army?
8 years.
8 years? Has it been a vacation, a career, or an obligation?
I guess you'd call it a career.
A career, I would think so, Sergeant. You were overseas?
44 months.
Whereabouts, sir?
I was in the Canal Zone, all in South America, Africa, China, and Saipan.
And what is your job, sir?
Well, I used to fly until I was grounded by a bursted eardrum.
Oh,
now I'm an inspector.
Now you're an inspector. I always wanted to be in the Air Corps. I always thought I'd like it. Frankly, I'm worried, though. When I was a school kid, I was excused from recess games because every time we played Ring Around the Rosie, I blacked out.
You never fly.
As a good soldier now, Sam, I want you to describe for me, just pretending that none of us know, describe the command, attention.
Describe the command of attention?
Yes. When a man says attention, describe what happens.
Soldier comes to straightest position as possible from the toe to the top of his head.
Stiff, huh?
Right.
Without moving a muscle.
Right.
Without turning your head.
Right.
Without moving a thing.
Right.
We have the same thing in civilian life. It's called the subway rush hour. I want to tell you, Sam, you're a good straight man, too. You led right into that. That was fine. Now, tell me this. A lot of guys in the service have married girls overseas. I judge that you didn't. Where's your wife from?
My wife is from New York City.
From New York? You prefer the homegrown variety, then. Is that right? And how did you happen to meet her, Sam?
That's personal.
That's personal, and I won't get into that. He told me. Well, a soldier came up to me after the show last week. He'd been married overseas. He said, "Happy, my name's Joe Martin." I said, "Shake." He said, "This is my son, George." I said, "Shake." He said, "This is my wife. She was a hula dancer in Honolulu." I said, "I'm very glad to meet you, Mrs. Martin." Well, now, Sam, Nacogdoches, Texas. Tell me, where is that?
That's near the Louisiana state border.
Near Texarkana?
Well, it's in, near Waco.
Near Waco? I'm a little lost there. Don't quite know where it is. But, enough of that. I'm sure it's a nice town. Are you going to go back there to live after you're out of the Army?
I hope so.
You hope so. All right. Now it's time for your record, Sam. Your Guess Who is that of a famous musician and composer. For 10 silver Sheffield dollars, listen and guess who, and don't be too puzzled. I'll give you some more hints later. Here we go. That's a tune called Our Waltz. He wrote it. He was in the Army Air Force during the war. And he was the musical conductor for a show called Winged Victory.
Wayne King?
No, not Wayne King. He was the former husband of Judy Garland and Martha Raye. Not at the same time, of course. He wrote Holiday for Strings. What's your favorite flower? What is your wife wearing? For
roses.
You're right. Dave Rose. Okay, $10. You want it. $10. I was so worried, Sam, for fear you weren't going to get that. There's $10. That'll keep her in roses for at least one more day. Thank you, Sam Crawley from Texas. Come on up here, Joe. Tell us more about that good old milk. What do you say?
That's just what I always say, Happy. Keeping the pink with a He-Man's drink. And that reminds me, how's your resistance these days, men? I mean your resistance to colds or sinus infections. You know, there are a lot of cold germs floating around, and if one should blow your way, you may not be able to fight it off because your resistance is down. Okay, you say. So I've got a coat and the nodes. But what's that got to do with milk? Well, it's just this. Milk is rich in vitamin A, the vitamin that helps build and maintain resistance to certain infections of the sinuses, the throat, the ears, and such. A generous supply of vitamin A can help protect you against these infections. Not only that, milk is crammed with other essential vitamins, with minerals and proteins that work with vitamin A to give you all-round good health and vitality. So, this fall and winter, don't get caught with your resistance down. Drink plenty of Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk. It's good drinking, smooth, creamy, completely satisfying. From now on, men, keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
And you won't have a cold in the nose, huh?
Very nice. All right, Joe, thank you a lot. Now, ladies and gentlemen of our radio audience and also here in the theater, I have two very swell people I want you to meet. When I mention their names, I know you'll know them immediately. But they're very charming. I know they've never been on a quiz show before, so let's give them a nice welcome. I want you to meet the people who taught me to dance with one sentence. All they said was all you got to do to dance is hug a girl, wipe your feet, and elbow the other folks out of the way. I want you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Murray. Bring them out here to Guess Who. How are you, Mrs. Murray?
Oh, I'm just fine, Mr. Felton. Or certain. Do I call you Happy?
Call me Happy.
Or Happy, may I call you Mr. Felton?
Oh, aren't you nice? What's your
birthday? Catherine, you
Catherine,
like it?
Catherine, you don't mind if I ignore Mr. Murray? We just
Oh, no, I've been doing it for 21 years.
Oh, you have, huh? Tell me, what's the first dance you ever learned, Mrs. Murray?
Oh, I can't remember. I think the fox trot.
How many years were you dancing before you met your husband?
I started at the age of 4, and, life has just begun for me this year.
Oh, it has?
Now, guess what?
You're 21.
I'm crazy about you. You're wonderful.
Well, Mrs. Murray, the reason I asked you how many years you were dancing before you met your husband, you people have so many schools. How many schools do you operate now?
Well, we have 72 branches outside of New York City.
Any in foreign countries?
Well, one has opened in Montreal, but that isn't really foreign, is it? Canada always seems sort of next door.
No, I wouldn't say that was foreign. Does your husband ever talk, Mrs. Murray? Mr. Arthur Murray, would you step in and just say a few words? The little lady's been doing fine.
Hello, Happy.
Well, that takes care of that now. All right, back away, Murray, back away. All right. Now tell me, Mrs. Murray, what is your favorite dance?
Oh, anything I can do with my husband. That ought to make up for what I said before.
Well, now tell me, what is your favorite dance that your husband created?
Well, we don't think the dancing teachers create dances. We just do what the public wants us to do. And right now, they want us to do a little, I think you'd call it hip hip hooray.
Hip?
Guess what?
What's that?
Don't you know what hip hip hooray is?
No.
The rumba.
The rumba, that's hip hip hooray?
Mm-hmm.
I'm well equipped for that sort of a dance.
Well, I don't know. I can usually dance rings around most men, but I don't know about you.
It'd be a large circle, wouldn't it?
Sort of.
Mrs. Murray, I want you to know my weight helps my dancing. I just stop short. My stomach does the conga for 2 minutes. I have no trouble. Mrs. Murray, what is your favorite dance? If you go out for an evening, you're not teaching now, remember? You're just going out to dance with Mr. Murray. What do you do? You like the foxtrot best?
You won't tell on me, will you?
No.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug? I don't know what kind of music we've got here. But, you know, I've been trying to get a few free lessons.
Why, you going to dance with me?
I'd love to dance with you.
You like jitterbug?
I'm not very much on jitterbug.
Well, just let yourself go, Happy.
Let myself go?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's room here. But we can try. Look, Mr. Murray, would you come in and say hello, Happy, again or something?
I'll get shot for interrupting the wife.
No, you won't get shot for interrupting the wife. Tell me, Mr. Murray, how do you like teaching people?
Oh, I think it's fun, especially if the pupils are cute and good-looking.
You think that's nice, huh? You like to teach people to dance, then?
Uh-huh.
Tell me, I understand that you're one of the biggest users of milk in New York City, and I can't understand how that fits in with dancing at all.
Well, teachers have to work pretty hard, and I found they were getting cold, and they'd stay out, and there'd be no teachers for the pupils, and so I started about 2 years ago giving them milk, and we fill all the restrooms, ice boxes in the restrooms with milk, and we now use 24,000 bottles a month, and we don't have colds anymore. When the teachers get tired, they drink milk. We used to have cookies with the milk, but the mice found out about that.
And the mice come in, and they don't drink the milk, but they ate the cookies.
That's right. So now we give them vitamins with the milk.
You give them vitamins
uh-huh.
and milk in all your studios.
That's right.
I think that's wonderful. That's right. We like to hear about that, Mr. Murray. Very much. You know, now, I took dancing lessons years ago. It took me 4 years to learn double turns, forward passes, or whatever you have to do, all the other variations. All I have to do now is learn how to do them on both feet. I'd like to try it. Mrs. Murray, would you dance with me? Mr. Murray, you know our lovely Mrs. Adams here, the Girl Scout instructor, would you step off a few steps, play us some music? Yes, get up. The kids will love to see you. You're dancing with Arthur Murray, Mrs. Adams. Mrs. Adam, you just danced with Arthur Murray. Does it feel any different than your old man?
I'm thrilled to death.
You're thrilled? She's so thrilled to death. Go over and sit down before she spills all over the place here. Go right ahead, Mrs. Adam. Come back up here, Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Murray. I want to tell you, you are the two of the best sports we've ever had on the show. Aren't they wonderful and very gracious? All right. I'll promise you I'm going to enroll for a course. I don't know what you'll teach me.
You don't need a course. You could teach us, and you're very good.
Oh, thank you.
You are.
I'm so embarrassed.
This time I mean it. You're very light on your feet.
Well, thank you very much.
You're even light on my feet.
Light on your feet, too. Thank you. Oh, I wish I had a joke to top that, but I won't try it. All right. Now, here, you got to play the game. You're on Guess Who.
Oh,
I want to thank you both first, and I don't want to say goodbye because I'll be seeing you soon. But I want to play a record for the Arthur Murrays, see if they can guess who. For 10 silver Sheffield dollars, listen and guess who. You'll have to split this unless you can talk Arthur out of giving it all to you if you're correct. Here we go. Play the record. Guess who?
I work if you can get it. And if you get it, oh, won't you tell me how?
Mrs. Murray's smiling. Arthur's kind of grinning. I don't know.
Well,
I... Wait a minute. You tell me. Wait a minute. You both look like you know it. He's dancing. You tell me his first name. Arthur, you tell me his last name.
Well, I'd rather say it was Arthur Murray, but it is Fred Astaire.
It's Fred Astaire. She gave me both names. Exactly right. 10 silver dollars. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Murray, but don't go away. Here's the money. 5 apiece. And do sit down and try along with the rest of our friends here for our jackpot. Thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Murray. Well, hello there. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, Happy.
You feeling all right? What do you think of the dancing instruction?
Well, I think it's... Stand some of that myself.
You could stand some of that yourself.
Definitely.
Is your wife here with you?
Yes, and my two daughters.
Your wife and two daughters?
That's right.
Do they complain about your dancing?
Well, my children tell me I'm rather old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned?
Yes.
Go and see Arthur Murray and
I definitely Mark. Will.
What is your name, sir?
Bernard Matler.
Bernard Matler, and where do you live?
In the suburb of New Brunswick.
What's
New
the
Jersey.
Name of the suburb?
Milltown.
Milltown, New Jersey, and what is your business?
Purchasing agent.
What do you do for relaxation, Mr. Matler?
Well, a little golf. Not very good at it, though I like it.
Do you ever gamble?
Well, I must admit to that.
You ever play cards?
Mm-hmm.
My wife's a great card fan. Almost missed the show tonight on account of her. She's going to play cards tonight, and I had to stay home and mark the deck. Do you remember the first card game you ever learned? Can I call you Bernie? Is that what they call
that's,
you?
That's
Bernie?
What they all call
I'm
me Market, right.
All right, Bernie, what was the first card game you ever learned?
I assume it was casino.
Casino. Did the kids ever play dice when you were a boy?
Yes. Yes, we did.
My cousin Louie learned to count on dice. He was finally expelled from school. One day the teacher said, "Quiet, children, I'm going to call the roll." And Louie shouted, "Go ahead, you're fated." I think everybody should play dice because it's a nice down-to-earth game. Now tell me, Bernie, if you had your choice of all the games you'd rather play, all the ways you might gamble, what would you say? Golf?
Golf first, and then gin rummy.
Then gin rummy,
mm-hmm.
huh? Ever bet on the ponies?
Yes, I have.
And I guess you don't think much of shooting dice as a game of craps, in other words.
No, I don't.
Well, the other day I got into a game of craps. I made a 7 the hard way. That's 2 3-and-a-halves. Bernie, you live in Milltown, New Jersey, purchasing agent. And how do you like living over there? You got a nice house?
Yes.
And,
yep.
And you say you have your family with you?
That's right.
Oh, well, look what happened. Do you know what happened, Bernie?
Well, my daughters have been talking about it all afternoon. Should I get on this program?
They have. They knew you were coming over here?
Yes.
And they're here? Well, you know what you won? Tell them in your best voice now, purchasing agent voice. Tell them what you won.
A 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch.
And
it's a beauty.
Isn't
definitely.
It a dandy? All right!
I'm going to give my daughter my old one.
You're going to give the daughter the old one?
Yes.
Where's your daughter?
Right down there.
Come on, what's her name?
Ona.
Ona? Where's Ona, the daughter? Come on, Ona. Hurry up here now. Your old man made a promise. He said if he won the watch on this program, that he'd give it to you. Hurry up, Ona. We don't have too much time. I'm giving you your dad's watch. How old are you, Ona? 11 years old. Ona, I'm going to put your daddy's watch on you. It's a little too big. You better hold it. You want to say thank you, Daddy, or you want to say thank you, Happy?
Thank you, Happy.
You see how irate, don't you? All right, Bernie. Let's give them both a nice hand, and now let's see how smart your daddy is on this record. Here we go now, Bernie. Playing a record for you. I'm going to play for you the voice of a man who's made most of his money on his knees, speaking of dice games. For 10 silver Sheffield dollars, listen and see if you can guess who this great entertainer is.
Al Jolson.
Who did you say, Bernie?
Al Jolson.
Al Jolson, you're so right. They just made a movie about his life, you know. Coming out right now at the Radio City, I believe. Go to see it because we're giving you $10 for knowing who it was. Congratulations, Bernie Matlin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Happy.
Stand by for our milk payola a little later. Hey, the Navy's coming up here. How are you? Homer Lee Ford, right?
Right.
Homer, how old are you?
22.
22? How long have you been in the Navy?
4 years.
And where's your home, Homer?
Mississippi.
Whereabouts in Mississippi?
Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
Rolling Fork, Mississippi, and where is that?
So, I don't know. Arkansas and Louisiana line, right across the river.
Well, you're not so far away from our soldier that was up here. You know where his hometown is? I've forgotten the name of it now.
Nacogdoches, Texas.
Nacogdoches, he remembered it. Well, that's nice. Tell me, do you get a chance to listen to the radio very much, Homer?
Not too much.
Not too much? What's your job in the Navy?
Well, I'm an engineer and I'm a diver.
An engineer and a diver?
Yeah.
You mean you put on the helmet and the suit?
Yeah.
Is that must be very difficult work, isn't it?
It all depends if you like it or not.
Do you like it?
Sure.
You do like it? What's the top? How far down have you ever been below the surface?
180 feet.
180 feet. They tell me the pressure must be... Is the pressure bad?
It's pretty bad.
How do they guard against the pressure, then?
Oh, you have air in your, inside your suit.
Inside the suit.
Yeah.
And you have a microphone to talk to the people up above?
Regular telephone.
What were you after when you went down 180 feet?
They said it was a test dive.
A test dive?
Yeah.
Have you... Go ahead.
We're laying a false deep for a submarine.
I see.
A submarine rescue is what I do.
Submarine rescue. You go down in case the submarine is stuck there.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be exciting. I hope you don't have to work on many of them. I promise you that. All right, Homer, let's quit talking about your work now. Let's talk about mine. My business is radio. Who's your favorite radio comedian?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know? You ever listen to Jack Benny?
Oh, Jack Benny, Bob Hope, either one.
You like them all, huh? You think it's true? You think it's true they say Benny pinches pennies so hard that when a penny leaves his pocket, Lincoln has dimples? Do you think that's true?
So I've heard.
So you've heard. All right. Now, can you tell me who's your favorite radio announcer?
Well, I never paid
well,
any attention.
Well, now you just saw Joe Ripley. Now, do you like Joe Ripley?
Joe Ripley, then.
Very good. Very good. That's coming in. He's got a very deep voice, hasn't he?
Well, he's telling me I love it.
He really comes from way down. I don't know where it comes from, that voice of his. Last week he sat on a tack and had laryngitis for a month. I don't know. Have you see what you did to that joke, Ripley, with that waving around? Taking a bow here and fixing me up. Homer, gonna play a record for you here in a minute. By the way, did you ever listen to Mr. Anthony?
I think once upon a time.
You know that guy that everybody comes in and moans about their troubles?
I've heard about it.
You don't have any troubles to moan about, do you? You married, Homer?
No, thank God.
No. All right, Homer. Enough of this chatter. Time for you to guess one now. It's the voice of a character on the radio. He also is a very dear friend of another comedy character. 10 Sheffield silver dollars if you can listen and guess who this is. Here we go.
Oh, it's you.
Mortimer Snerd.
Who did you say?
Mortimer Snerd.
Mortimer Snerd, of course it is. Charlie McCarthy doesn't like him. But you've got $10 for knowing who it was, Homer. Stand by for our milk payola. Thank you, Homer Ford. Joe, I hear Sheffield is mighty worried about this milk bottle shortage.
All the milk dealers are worried, Hap. In fact, the situation is so critical that if everyone doesn't pitch in and help by returning every available empty, they may be forced to cut down their supply of milk to families and to stores. You see, the bottle makers have cut production drastically, and that's because there's a shortage of soda ash, a vital glass ingredient. And then the need for these glass bottles is greater than ever because the lack of trucking facilities has cut off the usual supply of paper containers. So that puts it up to you, folks. You can help keep the milk supplies flowing by returning every empty milk bottle you can find. Make a thorough search. Then, no matter whom you deal with, return these empties promptly to your milkman at the store. And thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Here it is, time for the Sheffield Milk Payola. The bucket is filled tonight with $25, and all our contestants, even those the ones that we didn't get a chance to talk to, have a chance to get in on it. If more than one knows the right answers, we'll divide up the money. But if everyone fails to guess correctly, we'll carry the dollars over and add them to next week's payola. Now we're going to play three records for you. Three songs from three Walt Disney pictures. Listen to the song, then write down the name of the picture that the song comes from. Listen to the tune, then write the Walt Disney picture that tune was played in. You must get all three to win. Here's the first. That's the first one. Here's the second Disney picture. A lovely tune, a lovely picture. And here's number three. Oh, I'm sure everybody knows this one. You must get all three to win.
While Happy's checking on the payola winners, here's a reminder for you mothers. With the youngsters spending more time indoors, it's more important than ever that they get their vital quart of milk every day to protect their health and give them the extra energy they need. Whenever you order milk, ask for Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk. It's more readily digestible with a full day's supply of vitamin D added to every single quart.
So sorry, no winners tonight. When I see an elephant fly from Dumbo, when you wish upon a star, Pinocchio, whistle while you work from Snow White, we'll carry the money over to next week. This is Happy Felton, your Sheffield milkman, saying good night, everybody.
This is Joe Ripley reminding you that Guess Who is presented Saturdays at 7 by Sheffield Farms, a division of National Dairy Products Corporation. Milk is a precious food. Don't waste a single drop. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.